BIC Capital, a subsidiary of state-owned carmaker BAIC Group, opening up a new office in Frankfurt, Germany. BAIC executives say the German office will be the company's European hub as the company expands its reach onto the continent. A special fund being established out of the Frankfurt office to try to help with investment opportunities. For more on the move, the Beijing Hour's Shane Bigham speaking earlier with John Ross, senior fellow with the Chungyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University.
First question then. Could the German auto sector play a bigger role in China's broad-based supply-side reforms, which call for upgrading China's manufacturing industry and producing more high-end products?
Well, yes. I mean, Germany, together with Japan, is one of the key motor manufacturers in the entire world. And Germany is the most important industry, and China is going to have to work up the value chain in the automobile sector. Germany is certainly one of the most important countries in the world which it can copy from and learn from. And any import of German technology into China is going to be highly useful.
So what impact then would you expect this deal to have in terms of further consolidating Sino-German trade ties?
Well, German and China trade ties are becoming one of the most important in the world. Last year, China overtook the United States and France as Germany's most important trading partner. And you've got a pretty perfect match that corresponds to the interests of both countries. That is, Germany has very high technology manufacturing, which at the present time China can't match. And on the other hand, China can produce a large number of things at medium technology range, which Germany is no longer competitive in. So therefore, you've got a perfectly logical swap between higher technology German products and excellent value Chinese medium technology product. It's a win-win situation for both countries. Very classical model of exchange.
Well, apart from setting up plants in China, are there any new options for German automakers to work with their Chinese partners in the future?
Well, that's going to depend upon what Germany conceives of as the situation, because Germany has to